Welcome to Balance Banter. I'm your host, Christy Langle, certified exercise physiologist, owner of ChristyLangle.com, and survivor of an all or nothing lifestyle. Whether you're a motivated career woman or a stay-at-home mom of four, I'll be there to support you in all things in balance. We'll talk mindset, workouts, nutrition, healthy habits, and more. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Are you a busy woman or mom struggling to find balance in your fitness and nutrition journey? Do you constantly feel trapped in the cycle of starting over every Monday, unable to achieve the lasting results that you desire? It's time to break free from the frustrations, guilt, and overwhelming information overload. The Balance Experience provides a comprehensive and balanced lifestyle approach specifically designed for busy women and moms like you. I understand the challenges you face, the lack of time, conflicting priorities, and the constant struggle to find consistency. I offer a practical and sustainable solution that fits seamlessly into your hectic schedule. By downloading my Balance app, you'll get time-efficient workouts, personalized guidance with access to one-on-one support, a balanced lifestyle approach that encompasses mental and emotional well-being, and lasting results via sustainable habits. So don't let another year go by without taking action. Sign up for your free 30-day trial and complimentary consultation by clicking the links in the show notes to your Apple or Google Play app stores. Now, let's dive into today's content. What's up, guys? Welcome to episode number 23 of Balance Banter. So many of you might be back to school already, and if not, you're probably gearing up for back to school, maybe already having some anxiety about everything you need to do. Back to school time can feel extremely overwhelming, but it also sometimes feels good to get back into a schedule. So today I want to talk to you guys about a little time management tip that I use in my own daily life called time blocking. And time blocking starts with the idea of prioritizing with purpose. So I first heard about this concept on the It's About Time podcast by Anna Kornick, but I've learned it from other resources as well. I've heard it on other podcasts and read it in other books and things like that. But I loved what she was saying in one of her episodes that I listened to way back when. So she said that it's important to make sure that you have a clear purpose and self-worth when you're making efforts to find time and to be more productive. So without purpose and without making intentional efforts to work towards the truly meaningful things in your life, productivity is pointless, right? So often we feel super busy, like we're running around like a nut job. We never stop, chicken without a head kind of thing. But what did we actually get done that day? Like how many times do you have a crazy day? You're getting the kids ready for school. You drop them off. You have an insane work day, pick them off. You feel like you're never stopped. And then you look at the clock. It's 9 o'clock. You haven't stopped moving, but the to-do list that you have still has like 5 things on it that are really important, and you'd feel a lot better if you got them done, but you just haven't gotten to them, right? So I can be totally guilty of this, you know, working for myself. I do have a lot of free time on my hands. I'm kind of in charge of my own schedule, you know, which can be a blessing, can also be a curse, especially since I find myself often being what I like to call as a box checker. It feels really good for me to look at a list and, you know, check as many boxes as possible. So what I often get into a bad habit of doing is making my list, you know, and I'll spend some time, I'll post another reel, I'll make myself a nice omelet instead of just eating the oatmeal bowl that I made already. I'll spend multiple hours responding to comments and messages from clients, way too much time just like indulging in social media, you know. I make the plan for next week's workout, etc. So like I did a lot of tedious things. things that day. Feels good that I checked a bunch of boxes, but I never actually spent the time creating the new coaching program that I want that is going to move the needle in my life, get me a lot of new signups, things like that. So all the things that I did in this scenario, of course, they're important. I need to do them and they're necessary, but I ran out of time to do the one thing that would be the most impactful for my clients and for my career. So how do you use time blocking to prioritize with purpose? It goes a little something like this. So it's basically like taking your to-do list to the next level, okay? So we all have good intentions when we write out that to-do list, but what feels overwhelming is that we're busy all the time, but that to-do list just never happens and you're not sure when or when it like it should have happened. Okay. So when you write out your to-do list, what I want you guys to do is take it one step further and you're going to label your task with a B, an R, or a P. So a bolder being that this is a really important task, like huge. If you got it done, it would really relieve your anxiety. You'd feel really good about it. You're one step closer to being where you want to be. Is it a rock? Like it's important, but not super important that like I'm not going to be furthering myself or I'm going to have massive anxiety if I don't finish this today. Or is it a pebble? Like it'd be nice if I did this, but no one's going to die if I don't do it kind of thing. So take your to-do list and then label it. Is it a boulder, rock, or a pebble? And I love this analogy because I love visualizing like an actual boulder. Like if you push that boulder down a mountain, it's going to gain some speed. It's going to gain some traction. It's going to roll down fast down that mountain. But like picture your tiny little pebble, you know, like me scheduling another reel. It's take that pebble and you chuck it down the mountain, but it's just going to kind of bounce twice. And that's as far as it's going to go. Right. So some examples are again, like in your life, maybe. So getting your workout done might be something that you never feel like you have time for, but that's a boulder, right? That's going to contribute to your goals and make you happy and healthy. That needs to be a priority. That's important. It's definitely a boulder. But vacuuming the dog hair off the living room floor again for the third time this week, that's probably a pebble, right? Like, okay, there's some dog hair on the floor. You might feel a little better if you cleaned it up, but no one's going to die if there's a little bit of dog hair on the floor. That is a total pebble. Okay. So after you do that, you take your list, you label it boulder, rock, pebble. Then what you want to do is decide realistically how long that task will take you if you concentrate on nothing other than that task. Okay. So zero distractions, like no one's bothering you. If you literally just focus on this one thing and you're intentional about getting it done, how long should it take you? Okay. Be realistic and yeah, be a little lenient with it. If like you're trying to do things and the kids are with you and naturally they could jump in and create a little distraction. Okay. Leave yourself a little wiggle room. Don't be super, super strict, but label how long that thing should take. And then what you do is you're going to chunk it up, AKA time blocking, or time blocking for the win, I like to call it. So this is something that you're going to do on a daily basis. You do this each morning. So look at that list with its labels and plug in each task into your schedule. So of course you're going to have meetings. Let's say like, okay, I'm taking 5 minutes at 7 a.m. on Monday morning. I have a meeting at 2 o'clock with my boss. At 5 o'clock, I have ballet lessons, and 8:30 this morning, I have a doctor's appointment. So you have those outstanding meetings. Okay. But now I've got my to-do list. I'm going to take my boulders with how long that they should take me realistically. And I'm going to try to plug them into my daily schedule and try to plug in the boulders first with the time amount that it would take, then plug in your rocks. And then if you have enough room, plug some of those pebbles in there. Okay. So the goal is for you to be super intentional about the time that you set out to do a certain thing and then sticking to the plan. You'd be surprised how much less anxious you'll feel at the end of your day having accomplished what you have and maybe even having some extra times for things that you actually want to do for yourself. So like after your doctor's appointment from 9:15 and 9:45, you plan to work on that work project that was due like a week ago. You're going to concentrate on it for 30 minutes. You're going to check that box. It's going to feel great. You got it done. And now you're on to the next thing. Okay. You're not scrolling social media. You're not answering emails while you're doing that. You're concentrating on that one and only thing. And then after that half hour is done, you've got that task done, on to the next thing. Okay. So if you try to be intentional, is that even a word? If you try to be intentional about back to school time management and planning, it will really help benefit you get a lot of stuff done so we're feeling less anxious, but also at the same time, don't start shitting, as I like to say, on yourself, okay? This is like what the goal is. It's never going to be perfect. There are going to be a lot of days that you set out your day. You've mapped out every single minute from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's all scheduled. It should work on paper, but it ends up not working out, okay? That's where you have to just be okay with that I did the best that I could on this given day, and it's on to the next. We've all got a ton on our plate, right? No one is perfect, and dwelling on what could have been or what should have been, it's definitely not going to get you any further in life. It's not going to move that needle. It's not going to help you accomplish tasks the next day. So try to use this time blocking tip as kind of like starting fresh each morning with a good plan. Like, you've got X, Y, and Z to do already on your calendar, but I also want to get this done. Got my boulders, got my rocks, got my pebbles. I'm plugging them in. I'm going to do the best that I can. And that's all I can do is the best that I can do. So start every morning, fresh day. It's a new day. Start with intentionality and use that time blocking tool. All right, guys, I hope this helps. This is something that I do for myself every single day. My list is constantly running with my boulders, rocks, and pebbles. Each morning, I plug them in to my daily calendar. I use Google Calendar, and I have it actually set off little like dingers, reminders for me when I'm supposed to like be done with something and on to the next thing. And it helps me be productive, most especially when I don't have an actual schedule that I have to follow. So hopefully with all the things that you do have to follow, you'll be able to plug in these other little tasks and really go about having a successful day and accomplishing everything you need to, decreasing those anxiety levels and those stress bucket levels, and maybe even have a little time for yourself for reading a book with a cup of tea or taking a bath because you got it all done and it feels great and you can just take a deep breath. All right, guys, I hope this helps for your back to school chaos a little bit. Make sure to take a minute and leave me a review for today's episode. Share this episode with any other moms out there you know that might be already anticipating back to school craziness, and reach out to me on social media, via email, however you'd like. If you guys have any questions, I will see you in 2 weeks. Have a good one. Bye.